You are now listening to a Down Below story, created by Saket Dewande.
I know Chicago is not exactly the place you want it to be in, Jamal, but we can't keep being sad about it. We just gotta think positively.
Mom, it's fine. You shouldn't stress so much. I'm just glad I'm able to live with you.
Thank you for being so understanding, Jamal. I'm blessed to have a son like you. Everything has been so hard since Dad left, and I got fired from my new job.
Don't cry, Mom. It's all good. Everything will be all right.
Hopefully things will get all good. Hey, Jamal?
Yes?
I have to run some errands tomorrow. Is it okay if you come home by yourself? From school tomorrow, I can drop you off.
Yeah, no problem, Mom.
I remember that night very clearly. I couldn't sleep because I was nervous of how I was going to live in Chicago without any friends or family, or how I was going to support my mom.
Jamal, are you ready yet? Oh my God, are you ready yet? School starts very, very soon. I don't want you to be late for your first day.
Yes, I'm just putting on my uniform and then we can leave. I already had breakfast. It was a very weird routine today.
Okay, I'll get the car ready.
Ouch, that hit my funny bone. But I ain't laughing. Ugh, that hurt so much.
I knew my room was drastically smaller than my previous room because of so many things in it, but I did not want to bring this up to my mom. I didn't want to add it to her pile of issues.
Are you okay up there, Jamal?
Yes, I'm fine. My hand was just stuck in my shirt.
Okay, please come down now.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
So, it's gonna be your first day in school. How do you feel?
I mean, it's alright. I have autism, so all the kids are probably gonna make fun of me. But I'm used to it at this point. It really doesn't bother me that much.
They make fun of you because they don't understand that you're different.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's not really that deep.
I heard the school has a basketball court and new business course. Maybe that's something you want to try out?
Well, I'm not really that good at basketball. Football is more of my school. But I guess I'll check out business. I'm pretty interested in that.
Well, you should go check it out. Anyway, you're here, Jamal. Have a good day and please come home safe. This neighborhood isn't the safest. Are you gonna walk home?
Yes, Mom. I'm gonna walk home from school. It's fine, though. We don't live far away. And thank you. You have a good day as well. I'll see you at dinner.
I still remember my first day of school, like it was yesterday. It was confusing, as the school was surprisingly big.
but I could never forget Mr. Jamarski Cuevas Nante Cuey, mainly because he was so friendly and always believed in me.
Hello class, top of the morning to you guys. Well, 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 look what we have here. A new student. Everyone, welcome Jamal.
I felt like there were 1,000 eyes watching me at that point.
Yo, everyone, I'm Jamal. It's very nice to meet you guys. Hello, Jamal!
Okay guys, that's the end of Pastoral today. I guess make sure to guide Jamal into classes, and I'll see you guys during business.
Mr. K, can I please use the bathroom for class storage, please? I really need to go.
Yes, you guys.
Hey, I'm Jamal. Nice to meet you guys.
What did you just say to me?
Hey, twat. Cut the BS. I know you heard him. What are you gonna do about it? It's the real question. We're in the bathroom, so no one is going to hear you scream or talking.
Well, of course. They wouldn't hear him talking, probably because of all that stuttering.
I can't help it. It's my condition. It's not like I can control it. Just leave me alone. Why does it bother you so much?
That was the most I could remember from that day. Me just getting bullied on my first day due to my mental condition. It was sad, but my 13-year-old self knew it was coming. I just stayed quiet and hoped the day would end.
Good morning, Mom. How are you? I'm sorry I slept yesterday without saying hi. I was just very tired.
Oh, it's fine. I came very late as well. So how was your first day, Jamal?
Well, it was alright. Not really what I was hoping for. As usual, the children made fun of me.
They just don't know that you're different. You're gonna prove them wrong, baby.
No, it's fine, Mom. Don't worry. I was just wondering if I could go to the park. You know, meet some new people, get my mind off the bullying, and have some fun.
Aren't you hungry? You haven't eaten since yesterday.
No, it's fine, Mom. I'm not really hungry. I'll be back around 2. Okay, bye.
I hope he stays safe. When will that boy learn anything?
The park was so beautiful and clean. It had a basketball court and even a tennis court. It was simply a beautiful day, with the weather too. However, there were so many different things and places to explore. So I did explore, and I found a little door right next to the bathroom that said, "See you in formation." I had no clue what this meant, or what it even was. So I decided to take my mind off the bullet, and I took a leap of faith and went into that door. Right into entering?
Hey. What you doing here? Do you want to die?
No!
To find the secret brickwalled hideout, you filthy animal. Let him explain himself, Branch.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I was just exploring around the park, and I saw the door.
I like you. You're adventurous. How would you like to deal with drugs?
I knew if I said no, something bad was gonna happen. But then I thought about it. The bad guys always get the fame for bullying me. If I sell drugs and turn bad, will everyone stop making fun of me? I thought about it, and I accepted.
Quickly, do you want the offer or not? It's very out of place, and I don't even know you. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Okay, I'll take it. I can even support my mother with this money, and we can live a happy life finally.
Okay, take this bag full of weed and sell it. Doesn't matter who you sell to. Just get us the money, and we'll give you 20% of all the money you make.
Okay, and do I come back to this place after I make all the money? I'm sorry, I haven't done this before. I'm sorry if I'm asking too many questions. I'm only doing it to support my family. Well, only my mother.
Yes, yes. Come back here. And if you get caught, don't rat us out, or it will be the end of your month.
Hello, honey. You're finally home.
Hey, Mom. I'm so hungry. The park was really fun. They have a basketball court and everything.
Well, the table is already set up for lunch. Come, we can both eat.
The food is so delicious, Mother. I haven't eaten anything like this for so long. Well, since yesterday. But still, it's delicious.
I didn't think about the weed or the drugs that the divas gave me at lunch. I just focused on me and my mom can live a happy life. And how I can support her so she doesn't have to work as hard.
Hello everyone, today is a free work day. It is all up to you and how you want to schedule your day. Just no drugs and or alcohol. I'm just kidding.
I was so scared. It was almost like he almost caught me or secretly knew about me dealing. It was my first day of free work, but I didn't know how it worked. Then I found out we needed to stay in the classroom and just work.
Hey, Jamal. How's your stutter going? Oh, I mean, work.
Just knock it off, Jeffroski and Broski. Stop bothering me.
I had a so-called amazing idea. I could sell weed to the bullies so that they could think I'm cool, and they would spread the word that I'm cool.
Matter of fact, I have something to sell to you guys. I think you guys might even like it.
You have something to tell us?
No, something to sell to you guys.
Well, what is it?
Both of you, follow me to the same bathroom that you guys bullied me in last time. I can ask Mr. K if we can all go together. Hello, Mr. K. Can Jafroski, Broski, and I go to the bathroom for a little break?
All of you together? What's the big deal? I'm just joking. Yes, you guys can go. Just be back. A little break is deserved.
So why did you call us in here?
You don't think you can take us both on, can you?
I'm not here to fight. I just want to show you guys something.
Well, what is it?
What is that?
Drugs. Let's say $50 for an ounce.
What? Drugs? Are you out of your mind? We would never take drugs.
Hey, calm down. I actually think it might be a good idea.
Why did you just wink at Jafroski? That's very suspicious.
I didn't, but anyway, I'm interested in buying your stuff.
I mean, if you're okay with it, then it's fine, I guess.
That will be $50 then.
Here, we are gonna go now.
I was so happy back then. I'd made some money, and the bullies were kind of scared of me. So they wouldn't trouble me. Plus, I could have put this money in my mom's wallet to make her happy. I walked back in class like nothing ever happened. But that's when things started to turn around.
That sure was a long bathroom break, Jamal. Where are the other two?
What? They aren't here? They left before me, though. There's no way!
The panic in me was just different when I heard that. Where could they have gone? I was scared that they were going to snitch on me. And just then, I was starting to think everything was okay. The worst happened.
Everyone settle down. The assistant principal is here.
No, don't worry. You guys can keep doing your work. I just need to borrow Jamal Muggsy.
Right after hearing that, my heart dropped. I knew the bullies had snitched on me. There's no way the assistant principal wants me for any other reason.
Yes, I'll come with you. It's the police!
Jamal Muggsy, you are under arrest for dealing drugs. You have the right to remain silent.
But I didn't hurt anyone. I didn't do anything. It was all to support my mom.
The reason behind actions may be a good one. However, the action itself is bad. I'm sorry for your situation, but you're going to be a juvenile for 7 years.
Jamal, we caught you.
It's only been a day since you enrolled in this school. I'm sorry, but we don't have a space for people like you.
Jamal, I'm sorry you had to find ways to support me, and now you end up like that. It's all because of me.
Mom, is that you? Please don't arrest me! No!
Before I say this last thing, I would like to say that it's been an honor to report for you. So good. And this law is very, very long.
After seeing my mom like that because of me, my heart was in my throat. It's all my fault now. My mom was to see me in juvenile. I knew something had to change once I came back. But as of that, there was nothing to do. I got arrested and got sent to jail. The entire process, I saw my mom crying. I felt guilty and angry. All because of two people. Final thoughts, I'd like to share another story. I was about to get arrested, wrongfully, due to a misunderstanding. However, the police officer was one of the people who got help from my charities and instantly recognized me. The good I put out for people like me ended up helping me from a dangerous situation. I wanted to teach everyone to put out good into the world and not get involved with bad company, as well as changing your mindset with my personal experiences. I hope it helps people that were once in my shoes. My name is Jamal Muggsy. And that is my story.
The Down Below story was written and directed by Saqib Dewane. It starred the voice talents of Wadia Hossein, Saqib Dewane, Mia Sokko, Amelia Wood, Jacob Delgado, Tristan Penrose, and Francis Bakanizava. The story was recorded in Fiji in 2022 November. The music was composed and used with permission from the creators. Track titles include Morning Mood, Fear, Sad Cinematic Background Music, and The Travel Symphony. Respective artists are Rig, Nefix, and Ashamaliyev Music, spelled A-S-H-A-M-A-L-U-E-V. Editing and post-production was completed and done by Saqib Dewane. Sound effects were created by Saqib Dewane or using royalty-free non-copyright sources online. All credit belongs to the original owners of the effects and music. Thank you, and we hope you liked Down Below story.